Dr. Sal has 5 shipping stories in the clip below. The second story about the failure of Russian sanctions is the most concerning for us. Russian President Putin has been boasting about the failures and has found some obvious ways around the sanctions. The first story concerns choke points, and UK Prime Minister Starmer said Russia's aggression has caused more choke points for shipping. He says it shows that Putin is willing to risk the world's food supply. The second story is about sanctions. They haven't worked on Russia. Russia's economy is doing quite well. It seems Russia operates a fleet of vessels called the Dark Fleet. Samir Madani uncovered the covert armada that keeps Russia's oil moving, circumventing sanctions. It keeps Russia's economic lifeline alive and well. Russia also established a shadowy insurance market to protect the ships. The demand for Russian oil has actually increased, especially ahead of winter. The UK put more sanctions on Russia, so Russia avoids the UK and finds other ways to get oil to the UK. The West wants Russian oil, but it doesn't want Russia to profit from it. However, they are. Russia's economy is booming as it establishes parallel economies. The 60 Minutes episode on this issue is interesting. We linked to that in the story and included 2 clips from it. Dr. Sal only deals with the shipping end of it. Still, the concern for the U.S. dollar and the primacy of the West in the world order is that the BRICS parallel economy is surpassing the Western-dominated world economy. We included some excerpts from the Ernst & Young India that explains that. It was kind of inevitable that this would happen given the overwhelming population of BRICS countries and the cheap labor. However, bad U.S. and EU policies are rushing it along. There are several other seafaring stories. One is about the Somali pirates, they're back. Another is about Starmer saying he plans to check China's reach on the seas. Another story is Biden-Harris cutting down Guam's nuclear missile defense. The UK is also cracking down on dubious tanker vessels in international waters. And the last story is about Panama cleaning up sanction lists.